Okay, so we have a quorum. Does not look like we're going to have public participation.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Okay. So let's see how well you can read the minutes in that size type. In any case, once everybody's.
I read them on the computer and I thought I brought them with me.
That's okay.
I didn't find anything.
And when you're ready, I'll take a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve
the minutes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Okay. That was a good one. So first, before I started, I just wanted to thank Michi for the previous year of being chair.
Thank you.
So she did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
And now I'm finding out how much work it is. I appreciate it.
Well, I would not have done it without you and everybody and Rebecca. And she's been great. And office was just wonderful.
Okay, well, good. So off we go. And if I'm doing something not according to,
Lori's not here. She's our rules of order person.
Yeah, right. And yeah, Lori had something come up, so she's not here today. But continue on. Okay, so the old business was, you know, we had put in a request for a budget to do the outreach program that Mary had put together. And I followed up, got a response from Bob Skinner that, yep, he's put in something. It may not be the whole amount, but it's something. And they will be meeting at the Board of Selectmen will be meeting on Valentine's Day to discuss and approve. We can go. So Rebecca told me that we can go. So
just where we want to
spend. Yeah, if you want to spend your Valentine's Day, you
with a nothing
swell bunch of tourists, then you know, we can see what they say. But
well, we can go in there as a public participation. You can kind of ask for how important it is.
Yeah,
and we have done that, and that's how we got that. You know, Kara's position. We don't have Kara's position.
Right.
And look how great it is.
You yeah.
Have, right? Yeah. And we, you know, we went to many aldermen's meetings. Yeah. And I think,
should
I
don't you think?
Yeah, if you have time, you know, I think.
Because technically they can discuss it and go, well, we'll give them half of that, you know, yeah. And so
yes,
unless we're there, you know, that's
it's perfect.
I would say it's probably worth your while to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we have some sort of intel on the potential for what they might be giving you, so I would encourage you guys to go.
Okay,
is it at 7 o'clock? Is it an evening meeting?
Yeah, yeah. Although yeah, today Tanoa told me that it was like it starts at 6 or something, but she said there, you know, this part won't be on till like 8. Or till later, so
we you could also later. Just join via Zoom.
Yeah,
oh, that's a speak on
yeah. So, so that might be a good thing to do then, and then we'll see what happens, and then hopefully, you know, once we know we have a number, we can figure out what we can do, mm-hmm. what we have. So,
yeah,
or if we can, there's other ways to get more. So,
yeah. And a couple requests. We have made, and Mary brought it up, and you know, when we did the review interview with other mm-hmm. senior service and social service,
mm-hmm.
Every one of those places have the emergency training or equipment. So when we sent the report to Mr. Bessel and Ms. Skinner, we said, well, we, you know, we're requesting we have yeah. that. But we haven't heard from them. So.
Well, they just said, yeah, we put something in there. So.
No, this is a separate.
Oh, for the separate thing. Yeah. Okay.
This is for the first aid
oh, okay.
issue. I checked around and, you know, even Red Cross charges Yeah.
And it's not cheap.
For free one. So anyway, we'll probably try to meet with Mr. Vessel and see what we can do.
Yeah.
But that has to be done.
Yeah. That seems pretty, pretty basic. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
First aid.
First aid.
Every town has a first aid with a senior service.
At the senior center?
Yeah.
Senior center.
We don't have someone trained in first aid.
And the people are trained in first aid.
All right, okay. Yeah. To use that last, it's three little letters. You know, I was watching that. I was watching somebody do it. And it tells you exactly what to do.
Yeah. Yeah,
step by step by step. And if you do something wrong, it goes, don't do that.
Yeah.
No, or stop.
Yeah.
You know,
does it let you go clear?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It does do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Laura said that we do have an AED in the library.
It's not going to do us much good, is
well,
it?
Well, that's a thing.
There's usually only one in a building, also. Yeah. There usually is only one.
Oh, yeah,
it's not usually multiple ones.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But we thought that, you know, they should have it down there.
Yeah. Seniors are.
Senior center.
Farmington Valley visiting nurse comes in once a week for blood pressure and spoke with her at length.
Mm-hmm.
She brought that up.
Did she?
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
She says, I know there's one upstairs, but there should really be one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We said that we're old. We have to run now.
Can you imagine?
And they have to come and carry you up the stairs.
Yeah.
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 I am so sorry. I forgot to mention, since Dottie's not with us, we don't have a secretary.
Do you want
somebody to take the notes?
Yeah. Notes?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, all right, so we'll see how that goes and let us know when you're here and we'll
add that into the file. And I need to have an appointment with Mr. Vessel.
Right.
And, you know, if you like to come, Kara, you know, that would be good too, you know.
Yeah.
So we just chat with him and see what they're thinking.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
Okay. All right. So is there any other old business that I missed?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, so we'll find out more on that. And the next one. So Dottie, I was so sad when Michi called. And if anybody didn't see it, you have the folder here. So, but that also leaves us not only without her, but without secretary
and needing another member.
And a member too.
Yeah,
but
I do have a call.
Oh, good.
Her son's name is Billy. Billy
Murray.
Yeah.
But you know, I thought that if you like to sign,
I listened
to him. Also, I did get a very nice note from Linda Smith and Mr. Vessel. So Dottie has been, I only know one secretary.
Yeah, she's been in forever. Yeah.
So
does anybody want to be secretary now?
I'm happy to do it. If nobody else wants to do it, I'm happy to. There may be a couple times a year that I'm not here. This is the only thing.
Okay.
I'm happy to do it as long as there's a backup if I'm not here, but I'll make sure I let people know it well in advance.
Okay. I'll be happy to do that too, you know, but you know, as you know, I'm not the native speaker, so.
And I'm the world's worst spell.
Spell checker.
Yeah.
I even mess up that.
Yeah. Well,
I do. Okay. You know,
so can I
please have to be
Nancy
and
nomination? Make a motion that Nancy, with help, will be our secretary.
I'll take that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Absolutely.
Nancy.
All opposed?
I'll do notes for today.
You'll do it today? Okay, great.
Okay, so Nancy, you're voted in with your backup.
Nancy.
Nancy plus.
Nancy plus.
And then as for getting another member for the commission, I mean, we don't have any alternates and it's
Yeah, we don't even have an alternate, right?
So, Rebecca said that she would put something on Facebook if we write something up. So I'll write something up and we can do that.
Anybody that shows up at the senior center that you think might want to do that?
Yeah.
Do we have people who are anxious?
We could come and
I just spoke with a woman. Spoke with a woman today who is the daughter of one of our seniors, and she's got a background in gerontology.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to speak with her, but she's just retired and looking for more stuff. But not making promises.
Excellent.
Yeah, we'll be happy to talk with that.
We'll be on our best.
Yeah, we won't say anything bad.
Okay, so that would be good, and then we'll try the Facebook thing, and we'll just have to keep asking people. I think the daughter of somebody is actually an interesting perspective too, because that's important.
Heck yeah.
Okay, and if there's anyone at FABAR, because we could represent people with disabilities also. So.
Mm-hmm. That would be good too.
Yeah.
There's always Andrew.
That's right.
Andrew. Just a little side. I talked to Andrew's mother today, how much he loves his new job.
Oh, he has a new job.
He has a job at Stop and Shop over in Farmington. Just loves it.
Oh, good.
He's very personable.
Yeah, very good.
Very.
So that's a good point.
Yeah. And we need alternates too. So
Good
to have long.
Right. Okay. All right. So now that we have our secretary, we'll see what we can get going for a new member. Tara has a report of her
We're excited.
Survey. Yeah, this is very exciting. So,
okay, so you guys all have printed versions. I just figured it'd be easy to give you guys a reference, make your own notes if you want. I will just start. Does everyone have a copy? So we were pretty excited about the amount of responses we received, just shy of 150 at 144. Turns out that the majority of the responses came via paper, although we did have some online responses. And we did survey, we put it out to anybody 55 plus in the community. And of the respondents that were 55 to 59, they were 2% of the overall respondents. But of their own population, they were like 0.3%. So it's like really nothing. Percent of all the respondents that were 60 and up were 98%.
Right.
And the overall response rate was 5.2%, which is
excellent.
Very respectable. So as the first question, we're starting off really well. 100% responded. They know where we are. So that's a good start.
That's the first step.
Check that one. And as far as the visitation goes, another high responding question. 20% of them had never visited the senior center. However, the largest single percentage of respondents, which is about 40.7%, will visit up to twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
The remaining almost 40% are very consistent in attendance, anywhere from 3 to 10 times a month. So if you combine those in totality, then it's anywhere between 2 to 10 times a month, more than 40% of those, more than 40% of those who visit 2 to 10 times a month.
So does that mean then that all these respondents don't so much represent people who don't come?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So who did not respond.
No, well, you'll see. You'll see some of them. Okay. When we dig into this, you'll see why they don't come.
Okay.
And then you'll see.
But I'm just curious, if most of the respondents come, then they're going to have a better knowledge. But if most of the respondents were people who hadn't been here before, you'd get a different
Yeah, and you'll see why they don't.
Yeah, you have to remember total responsible kind of going forward.
Yeah, and it's only a small fraction. It's 5.2%.
Yeah,
5.2% of the entire 55 plus.
Yeah.
But in survey world, a 5% response rate is
That's good.
In survey world.
So the reasons for not visiting, here we go. We're starting to decline in responses, and only 66% answered. But of those that did answer, the top reasons that they do not visit are they're active on their own,
mm-hmm.
they're still working,
mm-hmm.
they need more info on the center, they don't know a ton about it, or they still remain hesitant due to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another little faction of seniors who are unable to attend because they're homebound or lacking transportation, but it's a very, very small percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So those not interested combined with those who don't consider themselves a senior make about a third mm-hmm. of the respondents, whereas then we can conclude that two-thirds of that population want to engage or may be interested in doing so. So now this is where it starts to get interesting for me. It's like, if you don't use a senior center, why? 38% responded. We're giving you the opportunity to tell us, but only 38% decided to So the number one responding, the most common answer was, I'm caretaking for family members.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, which was telling, is I don't like the aesthetics. And then followed up by, I don't feel like I'm a senior. And then others like, I'm just not interested in the activities. This is just whether I'm active on my own or I'm not into cards. I'm not into bingo. I'm not into them.
Yeah. So this is 38% of that.
38% of the 144.
They seem to be interested in coming to the luncheons for the camaraderie-ness.
Where are you? Are you skipping ahead?
I don't think so. I didn't mean to ask. You don't use the senior center. Why? That's where I am.
Oh, yes. So you're probably looking. So what I did is I did a little sampling of some of the direct answers.
Oh, okay.
Those were the expansions. So I did provide the opportunity for people to expound on their initial mm-hmm. answer of why.
Some neat ideas though on different things if we're not doing those, or maybe we are and they just don't know about the book discussion.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And that's where did my
The one everyone seemed more seen.
Yeah.
I love that one. It's okay. I like you guys.
So all right. So then what attracts a visitation? Then why are those who visiting coming? The top three reasons were special events, the lunches.
You have just one bit.
Yeah.
This one, it looks too institutional.
Yes.
No ambiance.
Yeah.
Not well. Apparently they have not walked into their room lately. Their room down there is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Really?
We're getting
it's all decorated. Yes.
Thank Lord.
Yeah.
That's a holdover for me because I'm anticipating hopefully much bigger changes, and I'm hoping that will be approved. But yes, these are people who mm-hmm. answered anywhere between October and November. So no, they have not been down there. So those who are coming, 76, so we jump up. Why are you coming? Special events is at the top,
mm-hmm.
followed by lunches, followed by social clubs. So basically they're coming for nutrition and social interaction. And then the next tier of what they would come for are exercise classes, which you're seeing an increase in, increase in attendance actually, social services, and continuing ed. Now volunteering is the lowest percentage, but it's still a healthy one because we're at about 10% of those who come to volunteer or who are interested in volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great number of 10%. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's 10% of the respondents.
Yeah.
So
I feel like the volunteer on the commission.
Yeah.
So can we get those people?
Put the call out. You want to you're interested in volunteering. And it's a once a month commitment.
We will be happy to go and solicit those people.
So, and then as far as transportation to the center, 80% did respond. It doesn't appear to be an issue for anybody, really. It's either they're driving on their own or taking dial-a-ride, or there's just, it's not applicable because they're not coming. So then how do they stay informed about what's going on at the center? Overwhelmingly, and this, like, this is a really cool thing for me to see, is that overwhelmingly, they rely on the email notifications.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, 90%, that's big.
Yeah, so then emails with the quarterly program, the community program guide that comes out, in addition to the flyers downstairs, are the top three methods they do prefer to receive updates via. So the booklet that comes out, the flyers downstairs, and then the email reminders are how they're keeping up to date. And then you'll see later on that this directly correlates with the data that we collected that provided that they wanted to, that they prefer tech tools related to either smartphones or computers and tablets. The town's website and word of mouth still appear to have traction. Surprisingly, Facebook ranked as a communication outlet that is top two. The percentage of our population is just shy of the national average of 11.1% of those responding age brackets. So what, I can't read this unfortunately because my thing is really light, but Facebook was 9.3% of our respondents use Facebook, whereas Facebook itself says 11.1% of those in our age bracket use Facebook. So we're kind of in line with the national average.
Did you ask any other social? Or?
No, because we don't use any other social. I would love to get to Instagram, but that might blow people. And then we asked them, well, what is it that you would like to see as far as programming and events? So we had another increase here as 83% of them did respond. Trips jumped drastically, but special events still stays there, and then continuing and climbed up as well. So you'll see games and clubs are down below. You know, that's, those are our usual clubs that do gather, but they're more interested in getting out, having fun, and learning more.
Yeah,
okay. That is really interesting, because when we talk to other senior centers, some places are having trouble getting people come to the educational stuff.
Yeah.
And then because they said they like exercise.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's,
no, it's sunny that we are seeing
the seniors. That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, how's the actual participation on trips? I mean, people say they want them, but do they then do it?
So, towards the end of the year, we did get some good numbers on the trips. Our most expensive trip got our most. I think we had like 15 people go to Radio City for $185 trip for the Rockettes show. I'm currently working, and hopefully it'll be ready for the March 1st deadline to get it into the next program, but I'm working with a tour group in Simsbury that we're going to build out, hopefully a program that I'm deeming Love Where You Live. So it would be smaller excursions, like within an hour's trip, hour and a half, get you someplace, experience it, and come back not
why
too late.
That?
What's that?
Why is it?
Why?
Why?
Oh, where? Simsbury. Who? The trip company is in Simsbury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the, oh.
Yeah, but I'm hopefully building an arrangement of different trips that will take everyone on smaller excursions, not going to New York City or Boston, whatever. But those that just, for those people just want to get out and have a taste of something for the day and not have to worry about who's going to feed my cat, who's going to feed my dog, you know, just enough to, you know, take them someplace local that they've never.
Like go to Hillstead or something like that.
Well, Hillstead, but I'm also thinking I'm pressing my fingers for Tanglewood.
Oh, nice.
You know, more out west. So things of that sort, you know, just maybe going over the border a bit. You know, maybe Stockbridge for the day, maybe a museum in Stockbridge, or
some of those lovely mansions.
I'm really hoping I can get this on for spring. My family and I attended a Christmas lights event at Nome Keg.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
Halloween.
Stunning. Yeah. Stunning.
Even the summer.
It was an hour. It took us an hour, a little under an hour to get there. The show was about an hour, and we had a late time slot, but we could have easily set
like that dinner Stockbridge time. Or something.
It's in Stockbridge. Yeah, it's like. Mm-hmm. I guess. We parked in Stockbridge, and then they took us on this little bus.
They have two fast.
Yeah, so I'm looking spring for that. Yeah. Yeah, because when we went for the winter, the terrain was a little challenging.
Yes.
So, that's my.
One suggestion, if you thought about a trip to Yankee Candle.
That's coming up.
Mary. Okay,
So, that's in conjunction with a couple of other things. Yeah, and the Butterfly Museum, too.
Just people I have talked to that want to go on the trips, they said, but I don't know anybody, and I don't want to sit by myself.
Had singles just sit there and they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, I met them. They were so great.
I mean, Simsbury matched me up with somebody for an overnight trip.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it was fantastic. I would have never gone if I hadn't.
Really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the overnight's a little bit different, but I do understand people's reluctance if they're going to just be sitting on a bus and no one to talk to. But I will say, we typically are teamed up with another senior center or another. Park and Rec, where they'll start here and then they'll pick up in Windsor, for instance. So we only take a quarter to a half of the bus, and then the rest of the buses, people they don't know anyway. I know at least two singles who are volunteers too, and they went on and they're like, I met everybody, they're so nice. And it's just it's a good connection for people who don't know. They're not just transitioning to So
you come basketball.
So that's going up in Vanderbilt. I have a good about 8 or 10 people right now going.
Oh, the basketball?
Yeah. On February 27th, they're going to go see the girls play Xavier.
Really? That's great.
So,
yeah, those are just great. You always get people.
Yeah. So then, as far as the desired programs, again, a low response rate. Okay, what is it that you really want? Like the first question was requested program. These were offered up. Like, these are the things that we think we would do. Which ones would you want to do? And then, and then we rank them as far as the favoritism. But as far as like, okay, we're giving you an open-ended question, like tell us what you want, and only 27% responded.
Oh, yeah.
So it's either they don't know what they want, or they don't know what we have, or they do know what they have and they're just replicating what we have. So it was a little bit of a frustration there, but I have enough data to work on. But I did give you guys a sampling of the long form answers that came through, and those were, and I just pulled the ones, there was probably more, but if they were along the same lines and theme, then I just chose one.
I think that first one is me.
Is it?
The bus rides to New York.
They came up with a lot of good suggestions too, those who did respond. Some of them we offer, like blood pressure and vaccine clinics, tickets to UConn games. The continuing ed, I would say we are offering as well, because that kind of ties to like the series we just are running right now on Money Smarts and or the estate planning. Estate planning has been studied. We've had at least 20 people class attend. So that
the fourth one is good.
Yeah, he's dry, but he's funny.
Yeah.
So that last one ends this week, I'm going to say. And then Money Smarts has one more month to go. So moving on. Again, road trip, 64% who did respond want it. It's kind of, in my mind, off the charts as far as what they want, but they are looking for a little bit more local full-day excursions. Some still do or do want the multi-day trips, which surprised me. So, but I will at least get one on the calendar for this year and see what happens with it. See if they get any takers. And quite honestly, I think the other thing too is these senior trips, like while they are offered via the senior center, they are not restricted to seniors. So we can communicate that we will take anybody who's not a senior, but I will put an age restriction on it depending on what it is and when it is. Like, I don't want Screaming kids.
Right.
Yes. You know, but if someone wants to take their 12-year-old well-behaved grandchild, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, no, you can't do that.
Right.
So that's part of being a senior.
Well-behaved grandchild.
I have a well-behaved 14-year-old.
But that's good to communicate, though. Yeah, because one of the comments was, you know, I'm raising grandparents or grandparents raising grandkids or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so I do know that I got my question with regards to UConn game. I haven't seen anybody sign up yet, but all of them are seniors at this point that have signed up.
I remember when I was in my 20s or 30s going on a couple of bus trips with my mother to like Sleepy Hollow or something.
Yeah, that's another area. I mean, I grew up in that area, so that's a great place to head down there. And
so UConn game is what?
I'm sorry?
UConn game is what?
February 27th,
I think.
Yeah.
The stores?
Yep, at stores versus
Xavier.
It's a girl game.
I got the Excel ticket, so like the not stores. I don't know. But
on to the next one is I wish the senior center, and this was another open-ended question provided.
Mm-hmm.
So only 25% of the 144 responded. Gave them, here you go, give me, tell you what you want. But the responses I basically could group in four different main groups based on the theme of their responses. Aesthetics was top. And then programming and events, if you read some of those, some of them refer to things that we already have in the works. Would put on bingo games.
I can't, you know, things of that sort.
you know, it was interesting. Like we have exercise classes that are, you know, they're basically aerobic and strengthening. The occupational network was an interesting one to me. I think that's cool. And programs on the weekends, it's problematic.
Yeah.
On the weekends.
Yeah.
But I did have a bus trip that left on the weekend. Left on a Sunday. Yeah. So, you know. That didn't seem to deter anybody. You know, we got the very few, and I literally published the four that we had. It's like, still had a monthly paper. Okay, we do have a newsletter. It's put out quarterly. We don't have the time nor the staff to do a monthly newsletter. Had a more online email presence. Okay, well, you're obviously not on our email list. Had more information about what's happening. Okay. Everyone else says they're good.
I'm jumping ahead, but I'm just thinking about like, how are we going to respond? Because right, people don't know about the things that are happening.
And no shocker, male versus female respondents. 97% of them answered what they were, male or female, and it's 3-1.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we got the amount we did from the male cohort. And then the age demographics is pretty cool to see. So like a big chunk of our seniors are in the 70 to 79 bracket. But if you take the 80 to 89s and 90 plus, they're 30%. So they're still a good chunk, 80 plus.
Yeah. And
then the up-and-comers, the 50-69s, it's, you know, about the same, about another 30%. So, you know, it wasn't really overwhelmingly in one, you know, a lack of, or, you know, obviously 70-79 is a big chunk, but I thought the 80 plus is, you know, was fabulous to see.
We're just a little more hopeful, I thought.
As far as companionship, 61 of them of the 94 that did respond, that's another high responding question. They're either single, widowed, or divorced, which would speak to the reason why they look to the center as a social outlet, as indicated earlier. And then as how long have they lived in town? More than 50% of them have lived 20 plus years.
Wow. Yes. Canton is
And
stable.
But I found what I found interesting was that 30%, more than that, you know, more than the 20 or 50%, then the next one is 30% have lived in town for less than 10 years. So we're seeing some people moving in. And that was, you know, less than 5 years, 2/3 of that moved in less than 5 years ago. So we're seeing some influx of people moving into town as well.
Yeah, the border is, yeah, the one of the major development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is.
That the
Jenny
and I. And a bunch of people.
There's 90 or 100 people in that complex where we live, Jenny. 98. Yeah. So that's a pretty good chunk.
Yeah. And also they have individual houses. That's where Mary Lou and Mary Ann and those people are.
There's individual houses there?
Yeah.
Is that Mary Lou or
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what's that one called? Eagles Rest or something.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
When they walk, it's that way. Across the pond.
Okay.
Come off and take a look at that.
Oh, you should. Anytime.
Yeah, we're going to move.
Come and have tea with us.
Yeah. I give you a call.
Yeah,
do. Now that I got your phone
number. Absolutely. Okay, let's keep going here.
All right. Yeah. So, as far as the household composition goes, another of the high responding question. You know, we more than half of our seniors live alone, with the remaining half living with relatives or in home aides. So those living alone, they don't exactly correlate to those who are, you know, single, divorced, and widowed, which was 63%, but, you know, you can probably put two and two together that they kind of go hand in hand. Veterans, 20% of them, which didn't surprise me. I figured it would be pretty significant. I am trying my hardest to get a new veterans liaison in, and it's proving to be a challenge. So tech usage, 96% of them told us that, you know, they prefer their phones, their computers and tablets. And that between email, the town website, and social media, they have access to real-time updates whenever and wherever they may be. So there's no not being in touch with us. And then volunteerism, 81% of them did respond. Again, it's a 10% for those saying they, you know, yes to volunteering. Mm-hmm. But I did get a lot of no's and yes. Just there up front, I guess. All right, so based on the survey itself, what would the profile of a Canton senior look like? And this is based on just the data, a female in her 70s, she's been a long-term resident, still drives, has a smartphone or computer, stays in tune with the center via email, likes attending for special events, lunches, and basic socialization, wants more trips, continuing ed and special event offerings, looking for improvements in the Wilda Center along with more programs. Then you put that up against what it is, the observed profile. That's of the seniors that we see on a daily basis that come through. We male or female in their 80s plus, drives or is driven, may or may not have a smartphone. Some of our seniors who even have small phones, they're flipped and they don't like using them. They attend for lunches, special events, social clubs, and some exercises. They basically look to the flyers. So a lot of them just come in and are like, I need the flyers, because they like that in the hand sort of thing. And they primarily use the center as a place to socialize.
Interesting. Yeah, it's a contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
But again, it's just been observed.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's our anecdotal observations. So then we broke it out into strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to making any changes. So basically, what are we doing well? What's working better? They know where we are. You know, through lunches, special events, and established clubs, it's utilized for socialization, key for aging individuals. A significant number of seniors visit the center between 2 and 10 times a month. And that current programming has expanded greatly. So the weaknesses, based on what the number one out of this was, the draft center aesthetics, and I'm adding the $3,000 annual activity budget. So how can we grow or get better? That's based on education and helping to dispel the myths of senior centers. Some of these individuals, you know, didn't know about or didn't know what we offer, didn't know much about it. And then others were like, well, I have a vision of what a senior center is, and it doesn't fit with me as a senior. So what are the threats going forward based on some of the data we got back, the perceived health risks still in relation to COVID-19, the stigma of a senior center, the unpredictable financial support that I receive from community partners that can go up and down depending on what's going on with each of those organizations, and then the potential for cutbacks that we are anticipating this year.
What kind of financial support do you get from others that's not the town?
So when I'm like doing a special event, like the Winter Wonderland, I went out and I solicited, whether they wanted to provide money directly to help fund a portion of it.
Okay.
So we had, a portion of the entertainment was supplied by River Ridge at Avon, okay. So they'll hand me $200. Avon Senior Center, because we have a good portion of our seniors come from Avon. I go to them and they paid for a portion of, the food.
Okay.
And then we had others donate raffle baskets. So I didn't have to go out and purchase a bunch of stuff for that. So
okay.
Yeah.
So the town helps.
What's up?
The town.
The town was like beyond the town.
You know? Like the ShopRite, for example.
Yes.
Donate a basket.
They didn't, but yes, for other things.
There
are ways that they do help.
We talked about maybe, and I never heard back from them, Flatbread, like if we did a fundraiser or something, if there was something we wanted to help fundraise for. There are things that we can think about too. And I can go back to them again because they never called me back.
So then we get down to how can the Commission on Aging help? And basically just be vocal, be present, be known, attend town meetings, the next one coming up, and that will be talking to monies that are hopefully earmarked for the COA, attend senior center events or try to be there on a regular basis, most regular get to know us or newcomer events, like anybody moving new into town, maybe reach out to some of the real estate agents and say, hey, this is who we are. Let them know that we represent the seniors in town and we're the senior center. They need any questions answered.
Welcome wagons, like we could put an invitation.
I don't even know if there's any welcome wagons in them. But yeah, so I don't know, just hosting things potentially here, having coffee once a month with the COA. I don't know. COA and coffee.
I like that idea. But everything we do has to be with you. Because we don't do that properly.
Right.
We were so our job is to come up with the recommendations. So without your
So you're missing. I think you're missing the point, Nishi. All I'm saying is that for you guys to be accessible to the seniors, the constituents that you represent. Mm-hmm. So if you want to host coffee once a month in the senior center, yes, I will be there. But you folks. Sometimes they don't want to speak to me.
Exactly.
Sometimes they want to speak to like their peers.
Right.
And say, I really wish this or that. Yeah. Or like, oh, this is great. And I wish we could do more. Whatever it is. Yeah.
The reason I say that, Kara, is that historically we've done all of those. Okay. And sometimes we step on your toes.
You're not stepping on my toes. And if you are stepping on my toes, I will let you know.
She's got steel toe boots over there.
But I just want you to know some of the historical.
So that's historical.
Yeah.
So that was historically, you're speaking, and I understand that.
But
now we are in a new era, and we are moving forward into positive territory.
Yes.
And trying to, if we don't evolve, we stay in the same place, and I don't think anybody wants to do that. Especially with serving senior citizens.
I like the coffee.
I like the coffee idea. It's a great idea.
So can we piggyback it on one of our meetings? Can we try it? Like if we're already here, can we try it on a day when we're already here? Just to test it to see if people come.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, good.
You tell us.
Yeah.
Do you think? But see here now, we meet at noon, and the luncheons are at noon.
Can we do it at one?
But not on Monday. That's true.
Meetings are typically on a Monday.
Yeah.
If you could do it for the hour prior to, or, you know. Yeah. I will say that I sometimes, not all the time, sometimes get pushed back about having things at night.
Mm.
They don't like to get out of bed. So, and I get it. I don't want to get out of bed either. But especially when it's cold.
Yeah.
But like the 10, 11 o'clock time frame seems to be a popular.
Okay.
Great
idea.
I was just actually trying to see if we could do it right before, only because maybe then they would be public participation.
Yes, yeah.
And either one of my ideas, but it'd be great. And maybe there'll be an alternate, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, yeah. Let's finish that conversation over here.
Yeah. Great idea.
That coffee pot too.
Yeah.
Okay. So
then if we have that coffee hour, can we bring in food?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know at one time we couldn't.
Yeah. I'm not
yeah.
Gonna.
Okay. Not gonna stop us from baking part. Why would you ever do that?
And then you have to see the, you know, the bingo ladies, they come in with their whole, they have a whole spread of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, at one time.
Yeah, that's for a certain group of
it is.
People.
So this can be a regular monthly certain group.
Sure. It could be, eventually. Yeah.
So, but then other than that, just helping fundraise and seeking sponsorships. And then I think, you know, this has been on everyone's radar, is just conducting a mailed outreach program. Mm-hmm. I think you'll get the response, as you know, evidenced by this survey. And then maybe just that's just sort of a, I think initially we talked about it being an outreach to sort of survey the time and talents of the senior community and how we can kind of bring them in to share those talents in some way, shape, or form, and potentially their time.
Right. I mean, that's good because then they would own it too. Mm-hmm. So.
It doesn't need to be how professional. I mean, everything, this, it's incredible, but so useful, like professional, but so useful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is based on 144 people, right? Okay. I think you have the recent statistics
mm-hmm.
on demographic.
Yeah, on I have them staff. Too. I have them too. That's
you
what
have
I use.
It?
Yeah.
It's in here.
It's not in here, but that's what I based some of the numbers, like as far as like who, the not like the amount of 60 plus we had, and then we backed into the amount of 55 plus we had based on voter registrations minusing out from the larger scene.
Well, I have a book of statistics.
No, I do too. I have the same thing. Okay. I have it downstairs. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's good. So I think you know this will be. This is so useful, this board, so that as we start planning our outreach
going
and
forward.
What our priorities are, I mean, I'm sure this will be our Bible. Thank you, Kara.
Thanks,
Kara.
Yeah, thank you.
I wish I could have given it to you last month.
It's getting close on time, but do we have a takeaway, like a next step for us? Do we want to do it in March? Do we want to wait till April, like a coffee and co-op? Can we really try it?
Yeah, well, I think we should.
Yeah.
I mean, is
what's
March
the next meeting? March what?
March 6th. So I will just say March 6th is a little tough for me. I know both Rebecca and Tanoa are out that day, so I probably won't be able to attend this meeting.
Then let's go with the one I
did. Especially since it's a short time.
Yeah.
I think it's good to do it in the spring.
Yeah. So go for whatever the
April. What is it?
April 3rd.
I'll be out, but then.
Okay. April 3rd. Are we thinking to try right before, or do people want to do the morning or after?
I think 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we get some beer so that they we can set up chairs.
Are we able to or use this panel, Kara? Can we use this room at 11? Is this?
I can look into it. I would actually encourage you to just use downstairs.
Okay.
Because that is their center.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of the
that's where they're going to come.
But you know, we could use the senior center room.
You know.
Yeah,
I think it's just cozier in there.
I think it's nicer to have a smaller area.
And we'll have smaller tables and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep moving, and so we can keep talking about this.
I will let you know though. I will require quote unquote require responses or you know a registration of sorts. So you know
Okay. That's a good idea.
Maybe April or May would be nice. Yeah. You know, don't have to be in.
Right. Well, let's see what we can pull off.
I'd love it if we did like a little icebreaker or something too, like getting to know your commission on aging, something not too personal, but so they feel like we're
they can see who we are as people.
Yeah.
If that's a help, I don't know. Okay. So we have a couple other agenda items that I'd kind of like to get through. So probably most of you here know that there is sort of a call out now for the Canton Greater Together Community Fund Grant. And we've been contacted, sort of encouraged to submit something. And on Thursday, they're having an info session. So I'm pretty sure Michi, Mary, and I were going to go if anybody wants to go.
Thursday, where?
I think it's Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Hold on. It's the night.
Night.
Right? It's a Thursday.
Thursday.
I've been here on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. So
Thursday, what date?
It's Thursday the 9th at 7 o'clock in the community center. So, and there's stuff online right now. And in fact, I downloaded it just to see what they, you know, what their application looks like. And sort of they have some, like a summary of what they look for from proposals and that kind of thing. And you can also get an idea on the website, other organizations who have received funding in the past. So clearly the key on this is that we're going to have to be very, you know, organized, specific, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. So after this meeting, anybody who wants to sit and talk about if we could get money, what would we want to do? And Kara has put together a list of a wish list of things. And so we can talk through those and see if we have any other ideas and start really trying to formulate what that proposal might look like. So when we go Thursday, we've kind of got an eye towards, you know, what we want to do. So, and we can ask some good questions. So we'll see how that goes. So,
they don't give us a lot of time. I think the deadline's March 15th.
I think it is.
Is it plenty? Okay.
The grant we just got from Northwest Community Bank, I wrote like 2 days.
Oh, really?
Thanks.
Oh, see, but you know what you're doing.
No, I
know. Really? It was kind of intimidating for me.
No, I mean, and I've done it a couple of times.
Oh, good.
I think maybe we can have Kara help make it look pretty good.
Did you guys
see the publication in Valley Press about the grant?
No.
I didn't get my Valley Press this month.
I didn't either.
Oh.
I brought it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Which I thought that article was very interesting. So if anybody wants to see it, it's about, if I can find it. Yeah.
It was like $3,000.
Yeah.
Right? That was great.
Well, the article that I was reading was about senior health. Senior tax relief. That's the article that I read.
Oh, okay.
And
look towards the back. Is there one that there's a what's the cover on that one, Lori? Yeah, I think that should be it. Is that the most
recent? It's dated February 3rd.
Yeah,
that was the before.
I'll
make copy and send it to you.
Okay. I've got it. I'll just email it to you. You don't have to make a copy.
Okay. But you know, it's interesting also on the their grant website, they have a video there that it was done like a few years ago, but people talking about, you know, they had like a town meeting thing, what would be good types of things they'd like to see grants for, and seniors was one of them. So
good.
Somebody, I just went to a webinar, they were talking about the changing demographics across Connecticut, and you know, it used to be like 10%, and now like 2025 it's going to be 100%, and almost every town is going to be over 65 plus. What are we
over 20%?
But everywhere is going to be Connecticut. People, you know, towns who aren't used to supporting their seniors maybe or having as many seniors, so we need to be doing better.
Well, and this money that's out there, it's wonderful. They're begging us to ask for it.
Yeah.
So
we will.
So we will.
Okay. So
just remember, though, eventually you're going to pay for it. because eventually taxes are going to be raised to compensate for all this grant money that's being.
Yeah. Where's this money coming from right now?
Harper Foundation.
That should not affect our budget.
Oh, is this the Harper Foundation?
Yeah. But still, they get that town contributes though. So, you know, eventually we'll love that the head, you know, if we're going to pay for it,
why we should get the head. Exactly. If they're going to, the money's there, we should get it. I'd rather not pay the taxes and not get it.
Yeah.
Actually, we did get the substantial amount from the foundation to do the statistics.
Oh, okay.
That was their grant, is a little pretty much that's like NIH. Really that I will be there, but hey, we did it. So. Yeah.
So Nancy has some information.
It was 5 minutes or something. So I might wait till next month so that I can print out slides also just to show folks. But it's a website that anybody can use to look up different types of resources. But I'll do it next time so it's not rushed and I can have a visual to go with it. And I'm thinking that.
I mean, I don't know what it is exactly other than what it sounds like, but it might be a good thing for Camilla to have too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
If she can come, yeah, I can.
Okay. So any other new business?
Has there been any discussion about new members?
Oh yeah.
No. Oh, did I miss that?
Yeah, you missed that with the fun part. Okay. So we're gonna write up something for Facebook. We might go to some of the lunches and see if we can get some people. Volunteer. Kara has a line of possibility of somebody. So
we need
we just need to
guys.
Keep
yeah.
Yeah. So
we can did you see that Lynn went on another commission?
No, it's he
I can't remember. I saw that he was appointed to something else, but hopefully I really don't remember what it was.
This wasn't full of women.
Yeah, I would have one comment before. Oh, I just wanted to go in onto the record that Don was one of the best and very important member of the commission who's been there for a long time. And we really, really appreciate the being with us and we miss her terribly. I think that should be on the
be in minutes. Our minutes. Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, I brought this up not in relation to Daddy, but I saw on the website that our three alternate positions are all open and have been for quite a while.
What's the max membership for?
It's seven.
Seven. Seven full regular full members, right?
And
two alternates.
Mm-hmm. So we had the seven, but we didn't have any alternate. So no,
we started either way a long time.
I know, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, when I started, everybody has been in commission for like over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I was new and nobody talked to me.
Well, that's
they were very selective. They were led on the commission.
Yeah.
It was really very much a click.
I was an alternate for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I'm talking about way back when.
Yeah, that. I joined about 2008 as an alternate and became a member in 2011.
So, yeah, I waited a while.
So, when I became 11, they spoke.
Okay, so we'll follow this with a discussion of what we might do with the grant money, but do we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I have a motion to adjourn.
I second. Okay, all in favor? Unless you want
to.
And then anybody wants to stay and I didn't put on the agenda for this time, but think about it for next time. I put it on the agenda.